Guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was out, and Cactus and I were visiting and discussing today's program, and she told me, well, you better just tell the truth. So I better take her advice or I'm going to be in trouble. With this matter of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, this was an American CIA objective, sending another message to the European nations that they are not going to get Russian gas. At Europe's expense, the New World Order doesn't care. Now, these tensions with Russia and the United States, people are hoping that maybe there will be some type of resolution. No, there will never be a resolution. There will never be detente. There will never be a perestroika, a glasnost. There will never be a dialogue. The dialogue, that time for dialogue is ended. It's over. There's not going to be hope ever to restore diplomatic ties with Russia and the United States. Never. I say that because I'll give you the reason why I tell you that. How do I know? How can I be so sure? Well, you just look at the two personalities of these two countries. Vladimir Putin is not going to yield to the wishes of the New World Order. Oh, America. Vladimir Putin is not going to allow America's unipolar world hegemony. Russia is going to, Vladimir Putin is going to resist it. He's already made the commitment. He's not going to back down. He doesn't need to back down. Yes, is this Nord Stream 2, the explosion, the destroying that pipeline, is it the end of Russia? No. Russia is going to ship her exports, gas and oil, east. And to the nations that are working with Russia. And at the expense of the European nations and the NATO nations and the people of Europe, the globalists of the West do not have any sympathy, no mercy to the people of Europe. If it means they freeze through the winter, if their industry shut down, that's not a problem with the globalists. They're not going to allow Russia to continue to win these diplomatic victories with the other nations, with the nations involved with the BRICS, with the new Russian metals trading group. They're not going to, Russia's made her decision. Vladimir Putin's made the decision. He's not fighting against the United States of America only. He's at war with NATO, with the European nations that are siding with the United States of America, nations in the, again, the Middle East, in the Central Asia, Eastern, Western Asia, not Eastern Asia, Central and Eastern Europe, also with the, again, European nations. Vladimir Putin's at war with the New World Order. And the New World Order is being directed by empire, the United States of America. He's not going to yield. He's not going to agree with the unipolar objectives of the United States or NATO or the UN or England. And he's made it very clear. And because of that, Joe Biden had stated in a right, when was it? I have an article here. This was in February of this year. I know everyone's talking about it, but I need to talk about it also. He pledged on February 8th, before Russia was forced to invade Ukraine, Biden pledged to kill Europe's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. And he just did it. He said he would do it. He did do it. Who's giving him the orders? Who is directing him in this direction? It's a deep state. It's a secret government working with Pilgrim Society in Europe and in the United States. But he said that if Russia goes ahead to invade Ukraine, he is going to destroy Nord Stream 2 gas. And he did it. This is why the U.S. and Russia are never, ever, not in a year, not in a decade, not in half a century, ever again have diplomatic ties, discussions, or work together. I'll tell you more about that when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Taylor Rhodes, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, Colorado's only no-compromise gun rights lobby. You may have heard about our recent legal victory against the Town of Superior and their oppressive gun laws, but this is only the first step. With active lawsuits against multiple anti-gun localities, Jared Polis, and the state of Colorado, we need your help now more than ever. To join the fight, please visit rmgo.org/1360. Every dollar counts and no donation is too small. That's rmgo.org/1360. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, it's a right, not a privilege.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
There is a bad moon on the rise, definitely. Hurricanes are blowing. Now, going back to Russia and the United States ever having dialogue again, they will not, ever. Not in our lifetime, nor in the decades in the half a century to come. I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have the prophecies in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia must be a strong nation before her big war in the Middle East. Her big war is not in Ukraine. That is just a skirmish. It is helping Russia prepare for a bigger war in the Middle East. Russia is being provoked by the United States and the European countries having a knife to their throat, a sword to their throat, if they don't go along with America's unipolar objective, then the United States is going to put sanctions on them. The NATO nations are being forced also to join in this plan in Ukraine. And I had read last week that never again will the European nations ever be free from the control of the United States of America. We are watching the United States flex her muscles. We're watching it in Europe. We're watching it in the NATO nations. America is making it clear to all the nations of the world that they have no recourse to resist the plans of empire. None. And Nord Stream 2 is destroyed, and before it was destroyed, Germany wasn't allowed gas to flow into Europe. It was already, you might say, restricted because the United States said no. European nations, they're banana republics now. They have to go along with the New World Order objectives. And the one who has the big stick is the United States of America. Now, Christ said that at the end of the world, at the last decade before his coming, that the world was going to be at war. He stated in the Gospels that there would be rumors of war, and there would be war. We have gone beyond now the time of rumors. We have already started, ignited. The conflict in Ukraine has ignited the beginning of the final wars in the last 10 years before Christ returns. We have started that time. We're not in the rumors period any longer. Christ said there would be rumors of wars. Then he said there would be wars. We have started the wars. They have begun. All the nations in Europe are being instructed to participate in one way or another in this conflict with Russia. It is a war against Russia. It is a war against Vladimir Putin. And it makes it very clear it would happen. Russia is not going to be bogged down in Ukraine. Russia right now is in the process of drafting more of the citizens, the young men. I was reading an article yesterday that Forbes magazine said that, you know, Russia is going to, there are going to be 300,000 Russian young men that are going to be drafted, and that it's going to be very difficult to train them. Well, I don't know who wrote the article for Forbes magazine. Russia has been training soldiers and has perfected the art of training her military personnel, just like the United States of America. You look at what happened in World War I with the U.S. Boom. We went from peacetime to war, and boom. How many millions of men within a two-month period, three-month period, were ready for war? This is insane, Forbes magazine. These people are nuts. World War II. How long did it take America to mobilize for World War II? Russia's already been in the process of mobilizing just for Ukraine. Russia's not sending everything to Ukraine to win that battle. That's just a warm-up. Russia sending all of her military might south. This is another coming war that will take place. It cannot be stopped. It will happen. You know, the military planners, Pentagon, they believe they have a crystal ball they can look into the future. Well, what is their crystal ball? Well, the most accurate crystal ball that they ever look at is the Bible prophecies. They do read the prophecies. If Napoleon did, Charles did, even actors, and everybody in this country at one time, we were to a great degree Bible literate. Not these last two or three generations. They don't have any idea of what the Bible says is coming. It says in Ezekiel, the prophets of God, they're accurate. Ezekiel says Russia is going to be destroyed. Ezekiel 38 and 39 on the mountains of Israel. Isaiah says that in Isaiah 47, America is going to be destroyed 7+ years after Russia. Daniel talks about an end-time empire that will be destroyed, that will rule over the world. Jeremiah talks about God at the end of the world is going to have a sledgehammer, a hammer, a maul, a destroying tool that will destroy the cities of the nations into basically oblivion. One nation will do that. God says that America will be that hammer. And with that hammer, he's going to punish the nations. And who's going to wield that hammer? Who's the one that's going to instruct the military to destroy the nations? Antichrist. People want to know the truth. People want to know what's going to happen. As difficult as it may be, they want to know the truth. People who are not well, who are ill, who are sick, who are weak, they want to know what the prognosis is to their condition. It's tough. It's difficult. It's hard. But the thing is, people want to know the truth. And the people in this country and the people of the world want to know the truth. Is America in the Bible? Yes. Is Russia in the Bible? Yes. Is China in the Bible? Yes. The power structure of the world internationally is going to change. It is in the middle of change, and it will change. We cannot stop it. What is going to happen is Russia very shortly is going to be destroyed. But before Russia is destroyed, there's going to be war in the Middle East with Israel and the terrorists surrounding her nation. That war is going to begin very shortly. The political stage is being set. The stage for the coming conflict in the Middle East is being set. We're not going to stop it. But you'll know at least ahead of time what the sequence is going to be. The sequence is we have Russia and Ukraine. The next big step is going to be Israel and a war in Israel. Is Iran ever going to have nuclear weapons? No. Will she have nuclear materials hoping to be able to put together a nuclear weapon? Yes. Is she going to be able to use it on Israel? No. So, is China in the Bible? Yes. Now, with this scenario that's taking place and this big conflict with the United States and Russia, if there should be, which there won't be, but let's just go ahead and play this through. Let's say that there's nuclear war between the United States and Russia. Who is going to be the winner? Who's going to come out at the top of the heap? China. Russia may destroy the United States or diminish her power. America will probably pretty much destroy Russia. And these two empires will be third world countries. All the energy, the finances, everything is going to be used to rebuild. So China is just sitting, waiting. Now I know right now, I personally believe that the Chinese people, the leaders of China, have cleared the table. They're thinking, whoa, this is a scenario we've considered, but should there be war with America and Russia, we better reconsider. What is our role going to be in the near future? So they're already beginning to have to change their projections, and they're having to reconsider what their place is going to be and what their plans are going to be for their country in the next few years or even a decade from now. And they might already begun to anticipate a world without the United States, a world without Russia, or at least, because of the nuclear war, a weakened America, a weakened Russia. But then, again, this puts China in a position to be the hegemon when all the dust clears. I guarantee you, even the European nations are thinking, whoa, if we go to war with Russia, America goes to war with Russia, the European nations are going to be free from America's hegemony. That's the only way they can be free. The world cannot be free from the empire until empire is destroyed. Empire is going to be destroyed in the future, but 7 years plus after Russia's destroyed. So right now, the people are looking at a new shift in the power structure that may take place. I think it's already started. Podcasts are at 1360KHNC.com, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans, and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foisted upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Okay, we'll continue. Now, Angela Merkel, she came out and had a visit with Vladimir Putin. She was the former German chancellor. And on Tuesday, she stated you better take Russia seriously. Don't dismiss what Russia's doing as a bluff. Putin is not bluffing. I agree. Vladimir Putin cannot, for the sake of the Russian people, and even for the sake of the world presently, is the only person that is really being effective against the wishes to a degree of the New World Order. He has made a stand, and he's not just pushing back again at the United States, NATO. He's pushing back against Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the pharmaceutical companies. He's pushing back against Pilgrim Society, the occult secret societies of the world. Russia came from being a God-hating nation 60, 80 years ago to now a God-fearing nation. America is role reversal. America was a God-fearing nation in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, was 2 degrees still. But now the culture as a whole is a God-hating culture, mocking God, mocking Christ, mocking life. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The whirlwind has begun to descend upon our culture, upon this nation. It's going to continue to get worse. The world is not going into a time of peace. We are going into the hardships that Christ said would happen before his return. And why? Why would there be these hardships? Because in the book of Job, he stated that you people want to mock God. The nations of the world want to mock God. And he said, well, that there'll come a time when the earth is going to be given into the hands of the wicked. We're in that time. Do you consider Klaus Schwab to be wicked, or do you consider him to be righteous in any way? Do you consider him to be wicked or a good, evil or good? The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. This is Job chapter 9, verse 24. This is what Job said would happen. It has happened. Into the hands of the powers that run the pharmaceutical companies of the world, into the hands of the military personnel in our government and the other governments of the world that have no problem sending their men to war to die needlessly. And he says he covers, Job also said that God covers the faces of its judges so that they are blinded to justice. We can see this for this audience that listens to what's happening with Alex Jones. He covers the faces of its judges so that they are blinded to justice. Is there any justice with Alex Jones? Is there any justice with the January 6th debacle? Is there justice with what happened in the election? Not just the last election, the midterms 4 years ago. It says Job said that God covers the faces of its judges so they're blinded to justice. And he also says, well, who has the power to do that? Who has the power to blind their eyes? God. It says in Isaiah that God creates evil and he creates good. And God says, and the scripture says that at the end of the world will become violent. The nations would become violent. They would become God-hating. And the rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, these type of people, will do anything they want, anything they please. They'll do anything they want to do. And no one will be able to stop them. And Christ said that if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. God must allow a tree to go to full maturity so you can see what kind of fruit that tree has. A good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. The principles in the scripture are very simple. They're not hard to understand. You look around. As a businessman, those who are in business, you make sure that you do business with other people that have integrity. Because if you don't, you're going to suffer. You're going to get robbed. Your business is going to fail. Very simple principles. So we're at the end of the world. We're in the time when the wars are going to begin. So Angela Merkel, she warns the world. Russia, Vladimir Putin, he's not bluffing. You better take him seriously. And Vladimir Putin is not displaying any signs of weakness. She said that what is happening is a sign of political wisdom, and this is true. I've been talking about the wisdom that Vladimir Putin has to restore dialogue with some of the nations in the old Soviet bloc and the nations internationally. He has political wisdom. I'm sure Joe Biden has great, magnificent political wisdom. Of course, he's not the one doing anything. And with his wisdom, Vladimir Putin's wisdom, it helps to preserve, gives him an opportunity to maneuver, which is just as important. And even he has the ability to make decisions on the run. This man, people can say whatever they want, but he is doing more right now to help the people of the world by standing in opposition to the New World Order and the global plans of these people than anybody in any nation presently. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Yeah. Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
And that is the truth. That is the truth. You were meant to be here from the beginning. God does not make mistakes. There is no oops with God. Everything that happens in your life, God knows about. The fact that you are here presently in the world, the fact that you're in America, it's no accident that for those that have been born Americans, no accident. Male, female, no accident. Your race is no accident. Everything that God has an eternal plan. People have never even heard of God's eternal plan. God's eternal plan is to right the wrong that took place when Lucifer rebelled against God and took a third of the angels, and they rebelled with Lucifer. The angels were perfect. They were created perfect, but they were created with will. They could make decisions. And Lucifer was so powerful, he deceived them. He deceived a third of the angels that were created perfect. My point is, you were created with free will. You can make decisions because you have been given free will. But at the same time, you must be careful that you're not deceived. If the angels who were perfect were deceived, how much easier for carnal man, mortal man. This is why it's important to know the truth about matters in the world and life, and to know the truth and to have the truth in your hands. You need the Holy Bible of God. And even with the Holy Bible, you got to be careful too, because Satan will use the Bible to deceive you also. And it really takes prayer, and it takes commitment to Christ. And the Bible makes it clear that God would send His Son, His only begotten, to die for mankind, to give them hope for eternal life, eternal future, forgive their sins, to help them in life. Whether you know Christ or you don't know Christ, it's going to be tough. As a Christian, it's been tough. Life is tough. It's better to have Christ in your life in the hardships than to not have Him. And in the time in which we're going, that we're moving into a time that's going to be more difficult than any time ever in the history of man, according to what the Bible says. You can go into that future without Christ, without the Son of the Living God to assist you, or you can go into the future with Him. I would recommend, wisdom would say, your future should involve the Son of the Living God, who will teach you all things about who His Father is. And He will teach you, and the Holy Spirit will instruct you in all things. But you must be born again. Russia is going to be destroyed. Russia has a destiny. Presently, they are meant to be here from the beginning. But there's going to be a punishment of that nation of Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38-39 called Gog in the land of Magog, a spirit that rules over Russia. Why is Russia going to be chastised? Well, as a nation, there's always been anti-Semitism. And that anti-Semitism and the sins of Russia's past are never going to be forgotten. God doesn't forget. There will come a time when punishment must come. And the punishment is coming. Vladimir Putin is going to change direction. Vladimir Putin is going to move Russia's military south into Syria, into that area. The nations north of present-day Jordan, it's going to be the big highway that Russia is going to come down. And at the same time, Iran is going to come with Russia. You see, they're family. They're both of Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The Iranians and the Russians are family. They're of the children of Japheth. They're related. Iran is not Middle Eastern. They're not Arabs. They are family with Russia. They're kin. And Iran is coming. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. And both of these countries, along with other nations, are going to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel east of the Jordan River. I'm just laying this out, and I repeat it because I get new audience coming in and others that have listened before you forget. But it's also clear we were meant to be here from the beginning. God has an eternal plan with each one of us.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
On Sunday from 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. It's 3 hours long, but you can sit, and because of the availability of podcasts, you can listen to it on the podcasts. With that program, the program today, also with the programs and the hosts throughout the day, during the week, and on the weekend, also you can go to 1360khnc.com for the podcast section and listen to the host, the host that you enjoy. So everything is archived. 1360khnc.com. Christ did say that there would be hardship at the end of the world, and the hardship would take place because of wicked people. He must let the trees grow, the crops. He gives the story of the sower and the seed. He plants in his field good seed, but an enemy, the devil, plants tares. And you can't distinguish between the tares and the wheat while they're growing. You have to wait till they mature. And the wheat, you can tell, amber-colored. The tares, black. At the end of the world, the principle is Christ must let the world go through hard times because the children of God, they have to mature to glory. The children of the devil, they must mature also, but to destruction. And it's a mystery that who gets to decide who will be the good and the wicked. Self-will, free will. You have free will. You can make choices. And there are the wicked. They have decided they will not accept Christ. They will not receive God, believe in God, receive Christ. They will fight God and His plan through their lives. And they're blessed. The wicked are very wealthy. They can be very wealthy. They can be very powerful. They can have the whole world is theirs, which is kind of funny because they're wicked. How is it that God can allow the wicked to live in such luxury and power with great wealth, own the very best that the world has to offer? Well, because God is God. He causes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust. This is a merciful God that He allows, you know, the sun to rise on the just, the unjust, the rain falls on the good and the bad, or the righteous and the unrighteous. I might have that backwards. This is the mercy and the goodness of God. It says that the mercy of the wicked have mercy, but it says that their mercy is cruel. What kind of mercy do these people that are running the world right now, is their mercy, are they truly merciful, or is their mercy cruel? And God wants the world, the people of the world, to know the truth. This is why right now, more than ever, ever in mankind's history, is the news so watched, good or bad. That's it for today. 1360khnc.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez, have a good night, have a good supper, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Cactus told me to tell the truth, and I did. We'll be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
One, two, three, four.